We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 1071, Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adeline Moy. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. The City of Champaign announced its spring cleaning yard waste pickup days. This waste includes leaves, grass clippings, and plant materials. Officials say this collection service is available to all residential properties within Champaign city limits. Residents can check the yard waste collection map site to see which section their home falls into. On the respective section dates, the crews will begin working in the morning until all materials are picked up. Rules for pickup include: all garbage must be in a 30-gallon paper yard waste bag. Bags must be placed within 10 feet of the curbside and 5 feet away from obstacles. Pickup begins Monday, April 8th. Governor J.B. Pritzker presented a new health insurance legislation package last week with several items that would reform the healthcare industry in Illinois. The legislation aims to ban step therapies, which require patients to start with lower-cost drugs and treatments before having coverage for more expensive options, as well as eliminating prior authorization for crisis mental health care. Groups in favor of the proposition supported the better access and care patients would receive, while insurance companies spoke out against the measure, saying step therapies help keep costs down. The bill is expected to be put up for a vote in committee next week. The Dean's List honorees for the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign have been announced for the fall 2023 semester and August 2023 graduates. To be eligible for the Dean's List, a student must be in the top 20% of their graduating class and must have completed at least 12 academic semester hours. Access to the list of honorees can be found on searchable web databases online. The overall respiratory virus level continues to be moderate in Illinois, according to the latest CDC data. The Illinois Department of Public Health also reported that COVID-19 hospitalizations have continued to decline in recent weeks. The state has had a 16% decrease in COVID hospitalizations and continues to fall in the low level, according to the CDC COVID data tracker. The IDPH says that although COVID hospitalizations are continuing to decline, flu season can last until May and that it is important to be cautious around vulnerable people. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Emily Huffman, Adeline Moy, Joy Quezada, and Alyssa Eaton. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Escroba. For WPGU News, I'm Adeline Moy.